Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
There is a concept in non-monogamy of don't ask, don't tell, or DADT.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a phrase that is explosive to start with in general society, but also I think in that community it's got weird connotations, negative connotations,
yes,
strange connotations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's some oddity to it, and it's one of those very tricky agreements that people make that, honestly, for some people, it works for them.
Sure.
And it works for them for years before they need to make adjustments with
it.
With other people, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets...
I think a lot of people start out as don't ask, don't tell when
mm-hmm.
they're first opening up, because they're like, okay, I don't know what I want to hear. I don't know what I can handle.
Right.
Because this is all new. But they quickly kind of transition out of that.
Right. And even couples that are open to, like, I'm not into kink, you're into it, go play, go have fun. They, like, sometimes have this, and it's still just as tricky.
Right.
Because it's like, what we talked about, we're coming back to secrecy and privacy,
yes,
again, aren't we? Because it's like, where's the line between them? And also, how do you know if you've broken certain agreements if you're not supposed to talk about what's been happening?
Right.
Because I've heard it said, well, She's told me that if she hears about it, it will hurt her feelings. But if she doesn't know what's going on, then she's okay with it.
Right.
But how do you navigate the agreement and know if you're navigating it correctly if you can't talk about it?
Right. And, you know, and then these things come up that, you know, you realize later on, for whatever reason, that a boundary was crossed, and but you didn't know that boundary existed,
right?
Because you weren't having conversations,
and that's prime time for sandbagging, saying, "Well, you did this and this and this and this. You did this 3 years ago, and you did this 6 months ago, and you did this 2 months ago." And it's like, "Oh my gosh, dude, you didn't even want to know what I was doing,
right.
And now all of a sudden, it's like I feel like I'm in the penalty box."
Yes.
So it's like I said, for some people, it works, and they know where their boundaries are, and they're very clear about certain things.
Right.
And, you know, I've had a short time period of it work where it was, we had a lot of, like, state of the union and what can we do, what can't we do, what
mm-hmm.
are we okay with, what are we not okay with. As long as you're talking in generalities about it, then I think that it does have some ability to work. So I don't want to, like, shit all over the idea, like, in general.
Right, right. And that was my thing, because I will say that I have kind of a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Because I have experienced it.
Woo! And you said you had a story.
Yeah. So I've this guy I've known for almost 20 years now.
The same guy.
Yeah, no, different guy.
Oh, different guy.
This is a different guy. But
oh,
we've known each other for...
Okay.
And anyway, so he ended up getting married. And once they had kids together, she basically said, I have no interest in having a sexual relationship anymore. Like, I got my kids. I'm good. You're free to do whatever you want. I don't want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't interfere with our family, we're good.
Right.
The
family, the image, the all of it.
Right. Know. And so we did that for a while. And then I don't know what happened the last time we saw each other. But the last time we saw each other, it was great. It was awesome. And
oh, I know who this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then I came home because he does not live here. And so I came home. We were doing the flirty banter and talking and all of that stuff. And then just completely ghosted me. Like, nothing at all. So I don't know exactly what happened. If, like, she became aware of something that she didn't want to know and then just kind of said no more. Or what? Because, again, we haven't talked. So we do have kind of this bad taste in my mouth about it. Because I've seen things like that happen before with other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that once the other partner finds out something, they're like, oh, no, this is done. And then, you know, the other partner ends up getting kind of pushed aside.
Well, I have, like I said, we had some short periods of it, and it very quickly morphed into, well, how can we talk openly with each other and still have this? So it didn't last very long, and it was a very, very long time ago. And it sort of morphed into what I've heard called, like, parallel dating, where it was like, don't ask me questions you don't want the answer to.
Yeah.
And tell me if I'm oversharing or if my timing is bad on telling you. Like, some people would rather reconnect when you get home.
Right.
First focused on me, and then let me ask, how did it go? And that's a signal to me, okay, you're okay with talking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my version of, because I was, for the longest time, I thought, I don't even know what to call it. It's not don't ask, don't tell. It was, like, we'll talk about it when you're ready and tell me if I'm oversharing.
Right.
Like,
because, yeah, it's...
We did that for quite a while. And usually if it's just a passing fancy for me now, even now it'll be like, oh, yeah, and there's this guy, la, la, la. And, you know, if I'm interested in for more than, you know, a minute, or if he shows up more than once or something, then it's like I might get asked some questions.
Right.
Other than that, it's like... Usually I get made fun of, like, is he even going to show up?
Right.
You know, things like that. Hold, because does he have his driver's license?
Right.
You know, things like that. Woo, I'm causing a fire. woo, shit's smoking over here. But I have been on that sort of, like, outside edge of a don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, as the extra person, the non-primary, the whatever you want to call it, the new person.
Mm-hmm.
It made me uncomfortable saying, well, she says it's the, you know, between me and her, it's this. And then it did leave me questioning, like, how honest they were being with me about it. Is it truly that? And also, I was very much on the edge of feeling like the other woman.
Right. And I think that is something that does come up where, you know, oh, we have a don't ask, don't tell. But if I can't talk to your partner, how do I know this?
Yeah.
And how do I know that
I
that's
have a
true?
Don't ask, don't tell, but she's in a monogamous relationship.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's just really, it's not that I have to talk to other partners or that I have to talk to other people involved in whatever kind of relationships, but I want to feel as if they exist.
Right.
I also want to feel as if I exist.
Right.
Because when somebody doesn't want to hear a single word about me, I sort of feel like I'm invisible, like I'm a secret. It's like, what's wrong with me?
Right. Yeah, because it does feel like they're hiding you at that point.
Yeah, and I ain't about that. No.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. I had, you know, we've all done the, like, justifications. I've done the justification myself of, like, it's not my relationship. It's not my business how they conduct their relationship. If he's cheating, if he's don't ask, don't tell, if it's this, if it's that. And then I thought, you know, number one, I'm too lazy for that kind of drama. Like, I'm lazy. I'd rather eat mac and cheese. get in this exciting thing where there's a lot of drama, stay home, eat mac and cheese, and, you know, read a book.
Right.
Okay, read a book.
I am not all about the drama. So anything that I can do in, you know, seeking out a potential partner to mitigate that, I will. Absolutely. If I start seeing, like, okay, they're in a don't ask, don't tell, or, you know, there's other things that pop up that are maybe red flags, it's like,
Yeah, I think at this point, it's just a red flag for me now to where I will keep my distance.
Mm-hmm.
There might be something casual happen, but once I discover it, I'm like, is this a good idea? Like I said, no drama. Also, just the energy expended on it for me, because, like, I have advice of loving to go out to eat. Or to go to somebody's house and, you know, they cook, I clean. I'll clean if you cook me dinner.
Yes.
It's totally fine. I can cook. It's just not one of my favorite things. And I'll hang out with you while you cook and I'll clean behind you. But I don't want to have, like, this, like, turf war where we can't go to this restaurant. We can't go to that or anything. And I'm like, whoa.
No, like there's certain parts of town. Like
somebody might see us together. Yeah, and like, exactly. I understand that some people need discretion. Sure. And that some people aren't completely out. And that I definitely don't think is my choice to make for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially like, let's say them and whoever they're with, they're super open with each other. Yet they're in a position where they fear it might have an effect on their job or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, okay, cool.
Right. I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, you know, oh, well, like, my partner may be there or, you know.
Or if they suddenly turn white as a fucking sheet and say, we gotta go.
Right.
Then I'm like, what just happened? And what, did I fart? I did not fart.
And how come I didn't get my foods?
Yes. Really. It was foods on the way. Oh, my God. They had banana stuff for dessert. Why are we leaving? I'm
like, Banana stuff for dessert.
Banana stuff for dessert.
I love it.
So, God, you know what I want? A cream puff. I haven't had one in forever.
Yeah.
I like them.
Do you?
But, you know, every once in a while, you just got to have them.
As we're devolving into food again.
No, like these agreements, they're all tricky. Like we talk about with, there are some other tricky agreements that I think that we probably need to delve into.
Oh, sure.
You know, the unicorn arrangements.
Right.
The one penis policy.
Oof, right.
You have the, what did you call it? Gay monogamous?
Yeah, gay monogamous.
Gay monogamous. 100 mile rule, mm-hmm. things like that. The bisexual agreement, that's an interesting one where it's like you can only date certain genders but not others.
Right.
Right.
But see, and I also think that that can kind of get into a little bit of that like one penis policy of like you can go sleep with all the women that you want to, but I'm the only dude.
Yeah. And these are all, I would say that all these are very tricky kind of policies to instill. Having said that, I have seen people attacked and just get shit all over online for, like, this is the way we do it.
Right.
And I get told, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
Like, for me, these things don't work.
Right.
I'll tell you, we've tried varieties of a lot of different ones of them. Mm-hmm. And it's, you gotta play a lot of things by ear in my house. We had the no sleepover thing.
Right.
For a long time. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, we started just really thinking, why do I need this policy?
Right.
Why do I need this agreement?
Right. And I think, you know, that's really what a lot of people do is we put these in place and then...
And then we leave them there.
Yeah, and then you leave them there and you never revisit them. And then at some point, something happens and you're like, okay, maybe we do need to revisit this. And maybe we should. And so I think having, like, continuous conversations about, you know, your agreements and being able to be malleable and say, okay, maybe we nix this one for now.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Because for me, if we were in a don't ask, don't tell, it would drive me fucking crazy. Because then... My imagination would go insane imagining, like, he's going out with,
right.
with, like, Selma Hayek.
Right. My hamster would never be off the wheel.
Right. Yeah. I would constantly be wondering, where are they going? What are they doing? Did he take her to see a movie that I wanted to see?
Right.
Things like that. Is, you know, all the things. And it's not that I have an interrogation when he comes back.
Right.
It, because now I don't have to because I know I can ask anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel at ease with giving a lot more privacy.
Yeah.
And also my mind will go some fucking dark places. And as I have been told recently, I am good at gaslighting myself. Very good at it. And I think this is, sorry ladies, it's a lot more of a chick thing. Like guys can go into the insecurity hole of, you know, some comparisons of this, oh, she likes him better than me.
Right.
Oh, no, girls, we go into, it's not even about the other person. It's like, I suck because.
Right, right. It somehow becomes you, like you're the issue. Yeah.
And he sucks because, or she sucks, my partner sucks because.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have anything to do with the other person most of the time. It's they have someone perfect and therefore you suck. Right. And so does your partner.
Right.
And everyone's lying all the time, and you can't trust anything they say, and don't let them loose with the bank card. And yeah, once money and romance cross and, like, not issue and trust issues, it's all the fuck over.
Yeah.
So, the more it feels like I'm making a contract, the more I start, like, backing off, like, hey, just a second.
Right. Yeah, I think there is such a thing as, like, overdoing the agreements.
Yeah. You know? Not to say that you have to have a State of the Union every fucking day.
Right.
Like, it can be something as simple as, if we talked about our relationship in regards to who went grocery shopping, thanks for taking out the trash. Okay, sometimes that counts as talking about your relationship. I appreciate you for taking out the trash.
Yes.
Yay. Like, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, like I said, the other ones are tricky. They can be dangerous if they stay static.
Yes.
And there are a lot of landmines involved.
Absolutely. Beware. Again, not to say that it won't work. Mm-hmm. It can work, but
I'm just not stable enough for it.
I'm one of those over-communicate with me. Like, I want to know all the things. That way I can prepare myself better.
Yeah. I don't want to wonder. I don't want the drama. And I don't want to be freaked out by anything.
Right. And so, also, I don't want to run skittish into something of, like, you know, oh, I'm actually free when I didn't think I was going to be free. Let's hang out. And it's like, oh, but I'm on a date. Oh, well, I didn't know you had that lined up. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, scheduling. See, all of it. It's all of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, hey, not shitting on everything outright.
Right. We just don't have good experiences. That's not to say that other people don't. I mean,
if you have had good experiences with it, let me know.
Yeah, send us an email.
Counteract us. Tell us we're wrong.
Right.
Or if you have a complete train wreck, that's always good too.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.